Good morning, we're continuing Chayodom, Klal Chav Dalad, Simon Chav Aleph. And the Chayodom left off with the Chayodom's opinion of how to deal with this issue. The Kaf HaChayim, you should know, paskins the opposite, and he says that a person should go back. He can't proceed further because maybe he hasn't said Hashiba. If he hasn't said Hashiba, he has no right to say the Bili Rishalayim. He could have to say all the brachas. You have to say all the brachas, and you also have to say all the brachas in the right order. See, here he is, possibly not skipping a bracha, because he doesn't know if he said Hashiba, so you have to go back. Now the question is, but you're actively, possibly saying a bracha of Atala, so how can we deal with this? So I saw a very nice thought in the Sefer Beis Baruch from Rabbi Binyamin Zilber. It's a Sefer on the Chayodim. So here on this simon, the Beis Baruch makes a suggestion, and he sends us to a Magen Avraham and a Mishnah Berurah / Bir Halacha in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. In Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, the Shulchan Aruch says that a person does not remember all of the words of the brachas that he says for the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. They didn't have it written down, so. If he doesn't remember the nusach of the brachas, he cannot say, because the brachas are ma'akbiz and mazu. You have to say all nine brachas to be yotzei your tefillas musaf of Rosh Hashanah. There are three brachas in the beginning, three brachas at the end. And then on Rosh Hashanah, there are three brachas in the middle, the bracha malchius, which has with it also kedushas hayom. There's zichronus and then there's shofaros. So if he doesn't remember enough to be able to say all of the three, he doesn't daven. He cannot daven at all, because the Seder brachas and the fact that the brachas they function as one. The Magen Avraham is medayik from there that had we had the same scenario the rest of the year, it would not bother us for the person to daven just minimal brachas, not all of them. So, because that's a diyuk, you're saying over here in Rosh Hashanah it's a problem, but the rest of the year it sounds like it's not a problem. So, it's not a problem, but a person is not saying all the Shanesri possibly. So, how are we going to allow him to do that? So, the Bir Halacha suggests, according to the Magen Avraham, there really are two different issues over here. There's one issue is the Mitzvah D'Oraisa of Tefillah. Mitzvah D'Oraisa of Tefillah. Does not necessarily require that it should be said in the language of a bracha, but and there's no ma'akev of the seder and the ma'akev of the different points. As long as you daven. So we could argue, he says, that the mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillah you're going to do mekayim no matter what, and therefore it's not a bracha levatala to say these tefillahs, because they're part of the mitzvah d'oraisa of rachami, of calling out to Kodesh Baruch Hu for help. So we said before that we're dealing with the potential of bracha levatala. So according to this Magen Avraham, he points out it would not be considered a bracha levatala, since even if you're not really sure you're to Shemoneh Esrei at the end, because you didn't say everything you're supposed to say, let's say for argument's sake, but it doesn't make it bracha batala, because your tefillah was still an act of rachamim, which made it on the raisa level an act of tefillah, and therefore the bracha was said in the context of a mitzvah of tefillah. It's not a bracha batala, thereby allowing us, as it were, to say not just do we look at all Shemoneh Esrei, but each bracha that you say is an act of tefillah to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And in this sense, it stands on its own, and I'm davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu for rachamim, regardless and independent of what else the other brachas which are being said or not being said. So each one is looked at as its own act of tefillah at the raisa level that I'm going to be yotzei, and that's why it's not considered a bracha levatala. Have a good day.